Title: In the chaos of trade war, where does your company find peace? Content: On July 27, 2017, the U.S. Congress sent to President Trump's desk a bill that imposes new financial sanctions against Russia, Iran, and North Korea. It appears nearly certain that the president will sign that bill, now called the Ye Countering America's Adversaries Through Sanctions Act. COTSA. Edit: President Trump signed the bill on August 2, 2017. The bill codifies the 2014 sanctions that President Barack Obama imposed in response to the annexation of the Crimean Peninsula. The bill also adds new sanctions measures in response to Russian interference in the 2016 U.S. presidential elections. The bill tightens certain existing sanctions and authorizes the president to sanction non-U.S. companies working on certain Russian oil and gas projects. That last point has rankled Russian and EU leaders, who have imposed retaliatory measures and threatened more. Leaving aside the politics? Both international and domestic? We examine the risks to U.S. and non-U.S. businesses affected by the heightened tensions. Sanctions measures in place. U.S. sanctions COTSA converts the Obama-era executive orders on Russia into statutory law. That means that the president cannot repeal the sanctions on his own, which he would have had the power to do with executive orders. The sanctions contain the following prohibitions, among others: U.S. persons are prohibited from dealing in certain types of new debt of Russian companies listed on the Sectoral Sanctions Identifications, SSI, list. Those companies including major Russian banks and business conglomerates such as Gazprom and the Russian Agricultural Bank. U.S. persons are prohibited from providing services or certain U.S. origin goods to projects supporting Russian deepwater, Arctic, or shale oil exploration or extraction. COTSA will not only codify these measures into law, it will expand the types of prohibited debt by shortening the prohibited debt periods by about half. COTSA will also impose sanctions on any persons the president determines were engaged in activities undermining cybersecurity or persons who provide assistance or support to that activity. Additionally, COTSA will expand the scope of the prohibition on U.S. persons providing certain goods or services for Russian deepwater, Arctic, or shale oil exploration or extraction. The scope will expand from exploration or extraction projects in Russia and its claimed maritime area to any projects that have the potential to produce oil anywhere, involving designated Russian entities that have a property interest of at least 33% in such projects. Finally, the bill authorizes the president to impose sanctions on any company, U.S. or non-U.S., that invests, sells, leases or provides goods, services, technology, information, or support to Russia, facilitating the enhancement of its ability to construct, maintain, expend, modernize or repair energy export pipelines. That last point raised the hackles of Russian and some EU leaders because it would not only punish Russian interests, it would threaten an important new energy project, Nord Stream 2, that may be valuable to the European population and key EU businesses. The project is a new pipeline which would bring liquid natural gas, LNG, from Russia, across the Baltic Sea floor, directly into Germany. Certain EU and Russian commentators view the move as advantageous to US LNG exporters, who would be better positioned to sell LNG to the EU if the Nord Stream 2 pipeline is not completed. Russian countermeasures. As of the date of this publication, Russia has implemented countermeasures closing U.S. diplomatic properties and requiring U.S. embassies and missions to reduce their staff by 755 employees. EU proposed responses. It is not clear what precise steps the EU will take, but reports suggest that, within few days of the adoption of COTSA, the EU will take some combination of three possible approaches, as follows. The EU could seek a declaration by President Trump that he will not impose the sanctions measures against European companies that he is authorized by COTSA to use. The EU could make use of Regulation EC 227196, known as the blocking regulation, which aims to prevent enforcement in the EU of extraterritorial legislation adopted by third countries, and the EU could decide to engage in retaliatory measures, including outright bans on business with certain U.S. companies.